With that, I'd like to see if you have any joys and concerns and praises. Judy and I are going to travel to Gainesville on Tuesday for her, who's that, 6 months? 6 months checkup. Her local doctor here says she's doing pretty good, so it'll be nice to find out what the big doctor down there at University of Florida thinks of her. I think she's doing pretty good. And she's finally starting to believe that she's doing pretty good because she got more and more people telling her, hey, you really look good. So thank God for that. Any other joys, concerns, Sandra?
I'll be out of town this weekend as well. I'll be going to Jacksonville. And I have a lot of pictures that West Virginia got the storm really bad, and because I'm right on, or my hometown's right on the Ohio River, it has flooded.
Yeah.
And so they have a lot of flooding. Wheeling Island is completely flooded, and so it's bad. They just rebuilt the football stadium for high school and built all new buildings, all new lockers and everything, and it's completely all the way.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's we don't know what's going on with the weather patterns, but we know there's something going on. And to have an earthquake in New Jersey yesterday or day before was also, but I think, well, it's about hope. It's about faith. If you read Matthew chapter 24 and you read the whole chapter, it tells us exactly what Jesus said to expect. So I don't know. Don't know the time or the hour, but he said only Daddy knows. But be aware of your surroundings. Be aware of what's going on around you and pray. So, because of the blessed hope that we have, we can do that. But we feel bad for the people that's experiencing this stuff. We've had some challenges in our area, hurricanes and stuff, but we haven't had anything compared to some of the ones that are going on around, with earthquakes and tornadoes and flooding. It's funny you mentioned the Wheeling Island and river. In Susquehanna River in Pennsylvania, where I'm from, when we get the floods, that's what happens. The island there gets flooded too. So, thank you. Anybody else this morning? Please. Judy.
My sister-in-law's grandson, he's already just turned 39. They found out this week that he has multiple myeloma, and they have a little boy that's 4 years old. His name is Austin Smith. And just remember my daughter.
Nigel, yeah. Yeah. Joanne, too.
Mark started with us, what is
that? Oh, is it? Okay, Lord. Good. At TOC? Or yeah. Where? In the hospital?
Well, it's going to be at HCA Hospital.
Oh.
Yeah, we didn't know until Friday. We're driving around for 4 hours trying to find out where we're supposed to go. So HCA called, are you coming? Yeah, we're about 5 minutes from the hospital. We go to the Tallahassee Memorial.
Yeah.
We call our vet. Now, we're waiting here for the Mustang Center. Now, where are we supposed to go? Just, oh, no, we're at the wrong hospital. You need to be HCA. So,
nice they told you.
I'm glad they know our spot, kind of, sort of. But anyway, surgery is Wednesday today. He has some kind of sinus infection going on. And we're just praying that we need a surgery.
Does he have to be there like early in the morning?
We don't know yet.
You don't
know
yet.
Until Tuesday night.
You're a mushroom, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
You're a mushroom.
A mushroom in the dark?
Yeah.
Yes, definitely in the dark with us.
That's where mushrooms go, is in the dark. anymore. That's been our life lately.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that. Why did somebody yell at us? Well, I'm a mushroom. It's just like they started repaving the highway in front of the house again. They never told me. They just repaved it a month ago, but now they put the. They don't tell me anything. I have
they
to.
Don't know.
Yeah. So. Anybody else this morning? Travis.
Yeah, I've been spoken.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, Lord, hear our prayers this morning. It's one of the most beautiful things about prayer. Anybody else?